Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul, to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. And today is Tuesday, February 20th, 2018. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Miss Melody. How you doing?
Oh, just fantastic.
Me too. Today. It's 75 degrees down here, and the sunshine is gorgeous.
Yep, getting the same thing here. And
I love it.
Get on the eastern shore of Maryland, and I'm excited today as we have Greg Hunter joining us from USAWatchdog.com. He'll be joining us. So let's get started right away with the market report today. And yes, there was pressure on everything today, and gold also participated in that pressure. Gold was down 17 right now in the aftermarket. In the New York spot price, $1,330. You have silver down 21 pennies at $16.53. Platinum was down $6 today at $1,004. And palladium was actually up a dollar at $1,032. The USDX today, of course, is stronger by 0.51 at 89.71, and crude oil was also up 22 cents today at 61.77. In the paper markets today, you had Dow 256 points to the downside, just a little over 1% at 24,962. The NASDAQ was down 5 points at 7,234. And the S&P was down 16 at 2,716. 10-year yield, it was up there to 2.91. We're currently looking at 2.89%. And really, that's pretty much it in the old nutshell. There's a couple of things that are coming up this week, some key events scheduled. Yeah, the Federal Reserve is going to release its minutes tomorrow of its January 30 and 31st meeting. Of course, that was Janet Yellen's last appointment as chairwoman. You also have some Fed policy speakers, you know, I guess cheering the markets on, giving us their quote-unquote opinions. And Chinese markets reopened on Thursday after their holidays. I guess it is the year of the dog this year, and that might just be a little apropos this year, but we'll see. And you know, Pastor Butch, before we have as we wait for Greg Hunter, let me just pull up to make sure I know when he's here. I saw a report today, and it just really, we talk a lot about debt. I believe it's going to be all about debt. I mean, I'm sorry, you can, you know, whether they blame something else on the collapse, it's still going to be tied with debt, and debt is the problem. The U.S. Treasury posts a gigantic $1.16 trillion shortfall in fiscal of 2017. You don't hear anybody talk about it. You don't hear any mainstream programs talk about it. You barely hear any alternative programs talk about it other than this one and some, you know, a few others. And I came across this article. He did a great job. Wolf Richter, I guess his name is. And he kind of summed it up all together. And, you know, he talked about the net cost before taxes and other revenues rose by $129 billion year over year. Tax and other revenues grew by $29.3 billion. And the difference, the net operating costs or the bottom line, as the report calls it, soared 10% year over year to $1.15 trillion. The budget deficit, a different measure, grew by $78 billion or 13.3%. Then he goes and he recaps, he talks about where and who paid the $3.4 trillion in revenues. You know, and 80% comes from individual income tax and tax holdings, withholdings, including Social Security, 9% from corporation income taxes, 11% from other revenues. And you know what, that just kind of got my goat a little bit, because, you know, here we go, then we, corporations pay a whole 9%, and then we go ahead and cut their rates from 35% to 21%, and we give them all kinds of other write-offs and everything. And it just, you know, It's just another sign of the times, and again, it just kind of puts everything in perspective. This will not continue with the amount of debt we have and having people tapped out by paying these huge amounts of taxes year over year. And
well, you know, Melody, the whole system for a lot of years is run on debt.
Absolutely.
That's the engine that kept this thing going.
Sure.
With no money, no real money. The Fed printing paper and calling it money. The people being ignorant enough to think it really is money. And they borrow on that, and they hock their property for it. We're the nation is a nation of debt as a whole. I think I heard right that about 81% of the people in this country owe somebody money. Now, that's a lot of people owing money.
Yeah.
We run on debt. My grandpa always told me, he said, if you're going to buy something, don't buy it and pay cash. Well, my grandpa's old. He didn't know anything. So, you know, I want to buy a car. I went out and borrowed the money, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you end up paying it back plus a lot more. And the time you pay it back, the car's running. You got to get another car. When you should be saving the money to pay cash as you go. But debt is what keeps the economy going. We go to the bank. The bank loan just digits on a computer and charges interest on top of that. We keep doing that over and over again. We can buy a home, we pay for it for 30 years or longer. At the end of the time we get through it, get it paid for, they give us a so-called deed for it. Then we pay tax on to the state every year, and we pay rent on it to the state in the way of taxes every year. If we don't, they'll take our home. So we run on the debt economy. And I know that it's hard to imagine, it's hard to understand that. But that's where we are, and if they would cut off printing money today, that would really hurt today, Melody. Now we need to do that, and bite the bullet, so to speak. But to go back to anything financially sound, we need to stop this debt. But that would hurt a lot if we did that. You realize that?
Well, that just isn't going to happen. I mean, you know, they continue to create. We had Treasury auctions today of 2-year notes, 3- and 6-month bills, and they went at rates unseen since 2008. You know, I mentioned earlier the 10-year rate was headed for 2.91%. You know, I mean, it's you know. Anyway, we do have Greg Hunter joining us. He is with us right now from the USAWatchdog.com. Good afternoon, Greg, and thank you for joining us.
How are you guys doing?
Just fantastic.
Doing fine, Greg. How you doing?
Doing all right. Things are good. Things are just shaping up nicely. What do you guys want to talk about today? The debt? Love it. That's a great subject.
Before I do that, can I share some with you all real quick if that's interesting?
Sure.
Okay, now, I'm not making this up. This is actually a headline in a paper written by Josiah Wilmoth. Now listen to this might break your heart. Cryptocurrency mining is stopping us from finding aliens, critics claim. Now I'm not making this up. This latest assault comes from researchers at the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence Institute and other similar institutions who complain they are having trouble acquiring the resources they need to expand operations at their observatories. The culprit? A computer chip shortage caused by a soaring demand among cryptocurrency miners. So there you go. We'll be invaded by aliens because we've got cryptocurrencies that are taking up all the computer space. Well, you might want to know that. Anyway, something that important.
I don't even know what to say to that. So, I have no comments.
But I didn't share it with you. I mean, I thought, hey, why not? I mean, Airbus is claiming problems. Why not claim that too? There you go.
All right. Well, we can blame it on the aliens. So, what do you have for us, Greg Hunter? I mean, one of your latest interviews, or anything that you'd like to touch on, or if we want to talk about debt, is just.
Well, let's talk about debt. I got Michael Pinto, who's going to be on tonight, and I'm fluctuating from the geopolitical to the economy to the geopolitical. I'm fluctuating back and forth, and I think the economic story is going to be this. It's going to run a trend line now. It's going to be on a trend for what's going on. We've had amazing things with the Mueller investigation, which. He might as well indicted 13 ghosts for all his indictments are going to do. I don't even know if they're real. I got to tell you, I don't even know if it's even real. He's never going to prosecute this case. They're never going to prosecute. They never intend to. It's a political CYA. There's no extradition treaty with Russia. They they say they didn't do it anyway. He's never going to have to prosecute and prove his case. He might as well have invited Casper the Ghost and 12 of his friends. And it's just ridiculous. What the Russians spent was a ridiculously tiny amount of money, considering I think Hillary Clinton spent, what, $2 billion? Just Hillary. I mean, they spent, what, a couple hundred thousand dollars? And they affected her. And they didn't affect our election, according to this indictment. Did not affect our election at all.
I don't see how it could. But, you know, this has been an ongoing story since Trump got in the office.
But why? I thought this was all about the Russian hack.
Yeah.
What happened to that? Then you have Kim.com says, yeah, I can assure you it wasn't a hack. It was an insider with a memory stick. Yes, Seth Rich or somebody. And they got rid of all the servers, and Mueller never asked for them. The FBI never asked for them. They said, the FBI got involved. Oh, strategic important affects our way of life, our democracy. The FBI asked for the servers? No, they told us we couldn't have them. Oh, okay. Oh, you guys are the FBI with the Patriot Act behind you? Oh, yeah. Oh, they told you no? Oh, okay. Okay. I mean, you didn't ask nice enough? Oh, okay. Okay, just scam. Just a scam. I don't believe anything they say. I hate to say this. I don't believe anything they say.
Well, when do you think this is all going to come to a head and end?
We'll talk about that in a minute. But since you asked me that question, now listen. Let's just go talk about the stuff. And I don't mean QAnon. I mean, let's just talk about the overt evidence that you can go and put a source to. You had this insider. I think his name is Campbell. Who was an undercover operative for 6 years during the Mueller investigation, incidentally, during Robert Mueller's tenure as FBI director. He basically documented fraud and extortion and money laundering and espionage, and Russia had a plan, a name for the plan, to control, to dominate the uranium business. Real Russians had a real plan, real agents, real espionage, real bribes, real everything. And they did nothing. They allowed uranium one and other uranium assets to fall into the hands of the Russians. Now, you know, they come out and say, Barack Obama knew about this in 2014. I have a little theory about that. If he knew about it in 2014, and they had already given all this uranium one to the Russians, and we're talking about Rosatom, which is Russian. This is the Russians. And they've been bribed and committed treason, incidentally. This is treason. Okay? Now, this source... this undercover agent worked for the FBI, which means the Justice Department knew all about it, okay, because the FBI is a subset of the Justice Department. The CIA, also a named, listed, handler, knew all about this. He worked for them, too. That means the State Department also knew all about this. Can you imagine the size of this treason? This Wow. isn't just a couple of people. So when is this going to go down? Back to your original question. Okay. So... this is so big. We lost the country, I think. I think we almost lost the country. I think we did lose the country. And Hillary was supposed to make sure that we lost it all the way until Donald Trump. Now, let me think about this now, folks. So you got an insider source, so the FBI knew all about it. The DOJ knew all about it. 6 years. This isn't like, you know, Markopoulos writing a letter to the SEC a couple of times saying, hey, Bernie Madoff's a fraud. This was a 6-year deep in forbit, and we got some showcases on the Russians, and they still got control of the 20%. That's just uranium one. He said it was billions of dollars in uranium contracts, not just uranium one. The State Department knew about it. How many people had to know about it? There's 113,000 people in the State Department. Okay, there's 35,000 people in the FBI. It wasn't just a couple of people.
Wow.
How many people, let's say they prosecute 1% in the FBI, that's 350 people. Let's say they prosecute 1% in the State Department, that's 1,000 people. How in the heck, what do they have to do first? Everybody thinks there's going to be one fell swoop and it'll all be cleaned up. Nope. First thing they got to do, this is going to be a process, and the first key in the process, the first thing in the process is you've got to regain control over the FBI, your investigative arm, and regain control over your prosecutorial arm, that'd be the Justice Department. That is step number one. That that is going to happen. There's an Inspector General's report. Something else you can Google was turned over to Congress on the 5th of January. This is according to Dave Jand and other reporting. And it's not something that they have to work on. It's done. It's 1,200,000 pages looking into this email server, which is fraud. Remember, I told you, you weren't on the show, but Melody was. Remember I told you that, let me sum it up for you. She used private servers, unprotected, because she didn't care about the security of America. And, you know, everybody knew what was on those servers. Everybody. Russians, Israelis, China, India, Portugal, anybody who wanted to, this unprotected, it's like having a screen door with no hook that when you blow on it, it opens up. That's the protection. None. And so she had private servers to hide the fact she was taking treasonous bribes to a global charity fraud. How in the world, folks, could they be doing something this big? Because Uranium One, they were given $145 million. This is in the Clinton cash book, and this is just the tip of the iceberg, to the Clinton Foundation. And shazam, they end up with Uranium One, which is 20% of the uranium production. And according to the insider source working for the FBI and the DOJ, for 6 years,
wow,
they had hundreds of thousands of dollars, billions of dollars in uranium contracts, his quote, billions. He's testified to three different committees. This is now set in stone. It's a fact. It happened. Mueller was the FBI director, and he let that go. What a traitor. 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 Did you see Rob Rosenstein's press conference? He looked like a cat in a room full of rocking chairs. Didn't look like he believed what he was saying. Did you see him?
I didn't either.
He looked like he was sweating. Let me get this. You're indicting Casper the Ghost and 12 of his friends that you're never going to prosecute. And, Donald Trump and his people unwittingly were involved. Okay, so how could you obstruct justice if you didn't know what the hell was going on? Did you also unwittingly obstruct justice too? So this is big, folks. Sean Hannity, and I like him. He's a nice fellow, but this is not 1% of the people. This is not this is not 99.9% of hard work. And no, they're not. No. This is big. This is people in the lower levels, in the mid-management, watching treason happen. Otherwise, why would Strzok and his girlfriend, Paige, be openly just talking, chattering? Because you know what everybody was doing? It wasn't a few people. They wouldn't be doing what they were doing if they were trying to be quiet about it. There was only a few people. Everybody was on the same page. Rob Rosenstein did two things. He was running the investigation into Uranium One for the Justice Department in Maryland. Got some show convictions, some nothing, and do you think that they'd all vote for this if there was a public knowledge that, oh my God, the Russians were involved in this? Do you think they would have voted to give Uranium One to the Russians?
Hey, Greg, hold on to that thought. We're heading into a break right now. We'll be returning in just a few short minutes, and listeners, stay tuned. Thank you for joining us.
We will find you acting on your best
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csctalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom. My co-host today is Butch Paul, and we're also joined with Greg Hunter of the USAWatchdog.com website. Please go there, check out his videos, and heading into the break, Greg, you were getting ready to talk about and release and tell us some great information
about Rob Rosenstein. I want to get back to Michael Pender before we get off the show, because that's something that has to do with gold and rising interest rates and what they're going to do and how they're going to try to combat it and how much of it in the corner they are and blah blah blah. But I want to get back to that later. But Rob Rosenstein was the lead investigator in Maryland. Now he's the number two at the Justice Department. He was the lead investigator in Maryland. You know, any one of these people could have said, "Hey, whoa, this is a giant Russian scam. This is a 6-year undercover deep investigation. The source had 5,000 pages of documents, video, and eyewitness testimony." Was inside and was at the table for a lot of stuff that he witnessed, and they would not use his work. And they covered this over that Robert Mueller. Did I tell you he's a traitor? Rob Rosenstein,
yes,
treason. You abdicated your duty and didn't stop this. And a lot of people banged a big paycheck for that. It's treason. This isn't like the Russians saying, "Hey, let's see if we can control Target or Walmart." Today, Walmart had a big miss. And Walmart's like General Motors has. Walmart goes, so goes the country. But he signed off on one of the FISA warrants. There were four. That means you signed that under perjury, violation of perjury. Now you're telling the court, yeah, I've told you everything. Really? So you didn't think that Hillary Clinton, who took over the DNC, according to Donna Brazile in her book, and Donna Brazile took over the DNC, wrote a check for $20 million, and took it over. That's a fact. That's not what I think. So, in other words, Hillary Clinton and the DNC paid for this. And boy, let me tell you, people are like, "Well, I don't know if Hillary knew her funds were being paid." Listen, there are going to be people that are going to squeeze like a pimple. And Huma Abedin, listen, Huma, you're a young woman. I'm a prosecutor, and I'm going to say, "Listen, Huma, listen, you can do one of two things. You can fall on your sword for Hillary, and you can get out of jail about the time your little girl gets out of medical school. Maybe. Or you can tell us what you heard in the room." And so Rob Rosenstein, the number two at the DOJ, signed off on this fraud on the court. And I heard Louis Gohmert, the congressman who was a former federal judge, say, "No, you can't let this go. This isn't, oh, okay. Oh, well, we'll forget about that. It's okay. It happened a long time ago." No. Also, you heard Jeff Sessions was asked by Maria Bartiromo about the FISA court filing, the phony FISA court paid for by Hillary Clinton. I mean, that's the headline, which the mainstream press will not acknowledge. The propaganda press. Propaganda. Will not. That's a huge story that makes Watergate look like a squirt gun fight. And he said, "You have to make the proper filings, and that is something that is going to be fully investigated, where you have to make the proper filings." Well, listen, Comey, no, he signed off on one of these FISA warrants, and they re-upped it. And each time, you want to know if anything happened? Is there anything we didn't know? You're going to re-up the FISA warrant to spy on Americans, spy on Americans with information used to get a FISA warrant that was paid for by the opposition candidate. That's banana republic stuff, my friends. And so, but the real deal is why they were doing that. Why were they trying to unseat Trump? Because they committed treason. That's why. They committed treason. And we're not even talking about the Iranian no-deal deal yet. And so, Sessions, so you're talking about Sessions. So who are the two people that you need to clean up the FBI and the Department of Justice? Who are the two people you have to have in place to do that?
I wrote
Jeff Sessions,
Sessions.
Ray. They have to be on your team, and I think they are. And you say, well, what about Jeff Sessions? Listen, the enormity of this isn't a few people. If you go after 1% of the Department of Justice, that's 1% would render you 1,000 people. More than 1,000. The FBI, 1% would be 35,000 people in the FBI. 1% would be, that would be, 350 people. You're talking about 1,500 people if you just do 1%. This is huge. This is treason and fraud and obstruction of justice on a scale we have never seen in America. And it's going to be laid out in the Inspector General's report on the FBI and DOJ. And then there's also another report coming up later about the intelligence services, the unmasking. Here's what I've been saying, that, listen, they're protecting Hillary because they all committed fraud with the Iranian one. That's what we know about. I think they committed massive fraud with the Iranian no-deal deal. They keep telling you there's a deal. Really, let's see the contracts. Let's see their signatures. You don't have them. There's no signatures. Well, this is not a deal. This is a fraud. This is a wink. This is a payoff. But there's no deal because Iran signed nothing. According to the Kerry State Department, and Mike Pompeo, when he was a congressman, asked for that. Google it. Look it up. Okay? So how in the world did the Iranians do a deal? Have you heard any inspections there for their nuclear program that we all talked about? Any inspection? Anybody reporting on any inspections? Yeah, there's not any. So how in the world? Oh, and by the way, the Iranians told America and the rest of everybody else, hey, listen, we're not going to side anything. You can't look at our nuclear program. And, oh, by the way, we need a couple of pallets of cash that we're going to use for terrorism. And Kerry acquiesced. Let that sink in. How in the world did they do that? Oh, I don't know. Let's see. $150 billion? Well, tell you what, you can't have it all back. We'd like to have $50 billion to spend on our New World Order, crazy Luciferian, and payoffs and everything else. So tell you what, yeah, we don't care about the Senate contract. It's fine. You need a couple of pallets of money? Well, that's the least we could do. You wait till that comes out. Wait till that fraud and treason comes out. This is according to the U.S. State Department. People give me a hard time going, they're not the most biggest pre-sponsor of terror America. And listen, stop. Stop with the stupid, okay? I'm talking about how Iran is viewed by the U.S. government and the Kerry State Department and the Hillary Clinton State Department. They are the number one sponsor of worldwide terror, according to the U.S. State Department. And they gave them pallets of money and signed a no deal and had a no deal deal, a no signature deal. So you got to understand, this is what I know about, you got to understand the, and this is too stupid to be stupid, and nobody in the Republicans have said anything about this, they had no signatures. Nobody's going to say anything about this. How deep does this go? Pretty deep. What do you have to have before you really take all this on? You better have the FBI who's got your six, and you better have a Justice Department that can prosecute and investigate. You better have that. And please, let's remember Donald Trump's executive order on December 17th that talked about the blocking of property of persons involved in serious human rights or corruption. You mean like Uranium One? You mean like the Iran no deal deal? You mean like stuff like that? You mean like you're taking Hillary Clinton's stuff and turning it into a FISA warrant so you could spy on Americans, so you could drum up phony cases and frame Donald Trump and his staff and his administration? Really? Are you getting how big this is?
It's this isn't a few people
that are
going
to be perp walk. You don't want that. You don't want that. Oh, and who are they protecting? Well, Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton. They don't care about Hillary Clinton. Obama hates Hillary Clinton. Edward Klein wrote a book, talking about how the Clintons and the Obamas hated each other. He's out with a new book called The Plot to Destroy Trump. Who are they protecting? Let's see. Well, Obama had his own private email address. That's come out. He wasn't using a government email address. He was conversing with Hillary Clinton. She was taking pay. Look, like the how can you miss this? How could you miss going out to the world and collecting billions of dollars for the earthquake in Haiti, and then they don't give them diddly squat, and the Haitians are protesting Bill Clinton's office, and government officials are saying we got very little, maybe 5% of everything they collected. How could you have that kind of massive fraud and nobody says a word because everybody's in on it?
You know, Greg, you know, this type of, I don't know what you want to call it, treason and so forth has been going on for a long time. You can call it for
not
the
like
trees. You could call
not
it,
like
you know,
this.
The deep state and so forth. And the point is just so deep. And so
they were taking
who
us over.
And how does it get, I mean, it's getting
well, you need
exposed.
The state, you need the FBI. And you need the Justice Department, and how did Donald Trump get to where he is so far?
You don't think any one of those departments are compromised?
Do I think what's compromised?
The Justice Department?
No, without
compromise.
They exonerated Hillary Clinton, and a lot of people sat there and watched that go by. And a lot of FBI agents and middle management and lower management watched that go by. They watched that. Well, they're scared. Then don't take a job with an oath.
Huh?
Then let's see all the stuff you collected to nail these people. And this was so rampant that they were. If you think about all the texts back to Strzok and Page, and that's just what we know about with them. And they're holding some of them. I think they're going to. I think those people do. I think Strzok and Page, they're pretty young, fairly young people, and they've already indicted what some CEO on 11 counts on the Uranium One deal. He's going to sing like a bird. And people aren't going to spend the rest of their lives in jail to cover Hillary Clinton. Who are they covering?
That's true.
Who are they covering? Hillary Clinton. No. Let's go further up. Who know? All Out War, Edward Klein said. They got the warrants, they got the information, and then there was a plan to make the Trump administration look like they were conspiring with the Russians. And what did Rob Rosenstein say? No collusion with the Russians. Nobody wittingly colluded with the Russians. That didn't happen, and it didn't affect the election. But what was Edward Klein? He reported on December 16th that he had a dinner at the White House, and his sources say that's when they hatched a plan to unmask everybody. This is according to FBI documents. And his sources, and unmask everybody to make him look like what? General Flynn? That's an absolute criminal act to take a guy with the reputation of General Flynn and who had a security clearance as high as Hillary Clinton or anybody else, probably two dozen people in the administration, and make him out to be a Russian spy, falsely, completely, totally, bogusly, and falsely make him out to be a spy. Then you find out that, the FBI says he didn't lie under oath. Oh, you really? What happened? Oh, somebody changed the 302. Somebody changed the paperwork. You mean Andrew McCabe may have changed the paperwork? How many people saw that fraud? Why didn't anybody come forward? How big is this? Big. Very big. Why did Donald Trump make the executive order? He said there was a national emergency. And December 21st, 2017, read it for yourself on whitehouse.gov. I think it's the second or third paragraph. National America thought he was afraid they were going to try to take down the financial system, is what he said, in this, to protect against these bad actors taking down the financial system.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is huge.
So, Greg, are you saying that Trump literally...
And so Obama, they were protecting Obama. That's what Rush Limbaugh said to Chris Wallace, who was trying to cut him off. He said, listen, all this is about protecting Hillary Clinton. They exonerated her because a lot of people were... Why did they exonerate her? Because a lot of people were in on the treason.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people were in on the treason and the payoffs and the fraud of Uranium One and the Russian deal and every other damn play-to-pay thing. I had Charles Ortel on here and said, here, charity fraud, you don't know how big it is. It could be $100 billion. Well, you could buy a lot of people to shut up if you could just do that. Could you not? And this is all stuff you could source. This isn't crazy time. This isn't QAnon. This isn't any of that. I'm telling you the stuff I could source.
So are they going to drop the economy to cover
they
all
might.
This up?
That's what he said in the executive order.
How are they going to do it?
Stabilize the economy, wanted to just, you know, attack the financial system. I don't know how the exact wording of it, but, you know, that's what he's worried about. And this was all laid out, and if you put all the pieces together, who are they protecting? They are protecting Obama.
Well, Greg, let's ask you a question.
Why would Obama, who hates Hillary Clinton, want to protect her? Well, because, well, he was up to his eyeballs, and she was a great criminal, and he was making money on that stuff, I think.
Yeah.
I think that they were all cashing in. They were all using it for their new world order, for all the line in their pockets, for whatever they were doing it for their political aspirations, and they did not think she was going to lose. Oh, my gosh, they believed their own lies.
Well, Greg, I'll ask you a question real quick now. You said that with executive order that Trump exposed their plan to collapse
That's
the economy of this country.
That's on whitehouse.gov. This is not some secret deal. You can find it on whitehouse.gov.
I remember that. I do remember that. I remember seeing that. But now,
why didn't he tweet about that? He's tweeting about everything else. Why didn't he tweet about the executive order where he declared a national emergency?
I couldn't tell you. I just wonder, though, if you postponed it, obviously you did, it could still happen. How would they
that?
And the crash of the economy could still happen, obviously. They could still do it somehow.
I'm glad you said that. So here we are. We're going to bring it forward to Michael Pinto. And he says, listen, I voted for Trump. I think he's a great guy. And I think he's a good guy, too. But, he walked into office with $20 trillion in debt. Ding, 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 ding. We got a lot of debt. And as debt goes up, interest rates, the central banks have kept a lid on this. They've kept a lid on this. They've stabilized it. They really didn't fix it. They stabilized it. How did they do that? They bought everything. The Bank of Japan buying bonds and buying debt, so they won't have interest rates rising. You had the Federal Reserve overtly or covertly buying debt. You had the Exchange Stabilization Fund. You had the ECB who was saying they were buying corporate debt. They were buying debt. They were buying everything. They were buying debt. Okay?
Okay.
And so at what point does all your currencies turn to confetti? I don't know. How long can they keep this going on? Well, if you look at July of 2016, what was the 10-year rate? 1.4%? Fast forward to now, and it's almost 1.9%, doubled. Oh, it's doubled.
Wow.
And then you look at all the derivative complex that they're using on the derivatives are great to stabilize things as long as things don't move. And then you look at all the derivatives on top of that, and look at all the debt, and look at all the unpayable debt. And when are people going to start being Puerto Rico? Hey, we can't pay this. Sorry, suckers. Thanks for the money.
Hmm.
You know why the power is off so long in Puerto Rico? They couldn't borrow any money.
Mm-hmm. True.
They couldn't get any capital. Yeah. They did give them $16 billion to take care of them. I think everybody down there that was in office should be investigated. And a lot of people, where'd that $74 billion go? 3 million people, $74 billion, and you got nothing to show for it? Excuse me? But North Carolina is 10 million people, and we have maybe $3 or $4 billion in debt. I mean, you got $74 billion fraud, and they paid themselves a big bonus in, 2016, because they were doing such a great job, just before they defaulted on their debt, which is really funny until you have to borrow money. Then it's not so funny.
Wow.
And so Pinto was talking about just the math of the rate increases. I mean, he was talking about if you look at from 40, this guy's a walking computer, Michael Pinto. He manages money, millions, tens of millions of dollars. I don't know what, but he manages big money. And he has also people following his portfolio, a couple of trillion dollars, but he's working for inflation against inflation and deflation. It's oscillating back and forth, right? And, he says that, if you look at the 10-year Treasury from 1947 to 2007, you know what the average was? 7%.
Wow.
Hey, Greg, I hear we're heading into our last break of the program. Please stay with us. And ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back after these few short messages.
Would you tell me again? Oh, can you feel it? Oh, would you tell me again tonight?
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Butch Paul. And we are joined by Greg Hunter, USA, Watchdog.com. And we just get so much information, even during the breaks, Greg. And we do so appreciate it. And Butch asked you a question during the break about when all this is going to
come to fruition.
Come down.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think I think that the FBI, the Inspector General's report is going to come out in the middle of March, and I can't imagine that they're not going to have indictments. And they're going to indict from the bottom up, not from the top down. You know, they're going to make their cases from the bottom up. You know, it's going to be, hi, I'm the investigator, and you're Huma Abedin, and listen, Huma, listen. You're going to go to jail. We got you. We got you, slam dunk. You're going to jail. We got you on XYZ, obstruction of justice, violations of the Espionage Act, treason. We've got you. Now you're going to fall on your sword for Hillary and spend the rest of your life in jail. You get out when you're 90. You know, you won't be pretty and young anymore, and your kid's going to be as old as you are now. Okay? Now, what would you like to do? I guarantee you there's going to be many people that are going to say, I don't want to spend the rest of my life in jail.
True.
Okay, now maybe she will. I don't think she will. Although she would have that computer marked. You wouldn't mark, insurance. And how did, what's his name, Anthony Weiner, get only 21 months or 22 months? How did he get that? How did he get just that for basically being a pedophile? I mean, Campbell Douglas was the informant. 6 years. Now, let's just go back to the overt evidence. 6 years? Whoa. This is like, again, Mark Coppolis writing some letters to the SEC saying, hey, Bernie Madoff's a fraud. He was employed by the FBI, which means the DOJ is the FBI is a subset of the DOJ. The CIA, so they knew about it. Well, then the State Department knew all about it, too. Right?
Yes.
The executive office is in the Obama administration. He said he was in his daily briefings. Are you getting this? Is just Uranium One.
Wow.
Are you understanding how big this is? How many people must have known about that and said nothing? You saw the treason, you said nothing. That's a crime.
Wow.
Oh, you didn't say anything? Oh, it's okay. We'll let you go. You're good. No. That's not how that works. You take an oath to protect the Constitution from all enemies, both foreign and what? Domestic. You're getting bribed by Russians? That's not a national security issue? That's not treason? And it goes all the way, and Rush Limbaugh said this the other day. Shocked he said this. I was shocked. He was at this weekend, Chris Wallace, who was trying to cut him off. He says, listen, they're protecting Hillary. Why are they protecting Hillary? Because in the end, they're really protecting Obama. I don't see how they let this go. I don't see how they go, oh, it's okay. Oh, it's okay. I mean, what Nixon did, and I've said that, I don't know if I said it before on your show or not, but what Nixon did in Watergate was absolutely nothing. It was no national security issues happened. America was not in jeopardy. No money changed that. Nobody made any money. Okay. Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation, the fraud foundation, and Bill Clinton doubling his speaker fees, and the banker paying him is the guy on the inside. He's doing the Uranium One deal, and Bill Clinton's getting $500,000 for, you know, basically reading here tip, see tip, run. Where's my $500,000? What do you tell people for $500,000? Are you with me on this? Who in the hell gave the Clinton Foundation $145 million for what? Russians. Oh, documented espionage, money laundering, Russian agents. They had a name for the operation to get control of the uranium industry in the United States. They had a name for it. It was an operation. It was it was an espionage by real stuff. And all this stuff with the FISA warrant and all that stuff, what were they doing? Why were they doing it? Well, let's see. We had to exonerate her because, you know, we had a lot of treason. A lot of people were involved in it, so we can't have her go down because everybody goes down. And then, oh, my gosh, oh, she lost. Oh, listen, we got to knock Donald Trump out of the box. We got to knock him out. The longer he stays in, the more powerful he gets. Ooh, how did he stay in power? How did he stay in power? Who was Michael Flynn? He was the head of what? The Defense Intelligence Agency. Oh, you mean the Pentagon is backing the president. Ding, 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 ding.
There you go, yeah.
Oh, they're going to treat him just like Kennedy. No, they are not. No, they are not. No, they're not.
You know, what is interesting, though, as we go along and we see all this beginning to unfold and you hear all this, you really do see Trump gain more power and more power. I mean, you really do see that.
He's the president.
And pardon?
He's the president. Never underestimate the power of the White House. He was backed all this time by the Pentagon. Yeah. I think the Pentagon said, call BS on the BS. They got tired of it.
Well,
and he got elected. It started before he was elected. Where was Michael Flynn? Michael Flynn was involved with him right from the beginning. You don't think he knew all about this? Yes. Yes, he did.
Well, I've been told that Trump is the most well-protected president in history because the military is totally behind him.
Well, he's also, yes, I know some other things too, but yes, he's one of the best protected presidents in history. And I'm telling you, that in the mainstream press is just, if they weren't already on a sled ride down to irrelevance, what they have done with this circular firing trial. You know, they used some of the, they leaked information about this Hillary Clinton's paid for lie of a dossier, and then they all reported on it, and then they went into the FISA court and said, look, it's backed up by these reports that Steele gave the news organizations, the idiots in ABC and NBC and CBS or whoever reported, Washington Post, New York Times. You know, they are, oh, look, they did stories on it. Yeah, they were fed stories, and they used it as a way to say to source a lie. They sourced a lie from the liar. I mean, you understand how bad this is going to make them look. I mean, and they never give up the con, baby. And I want to make this totally, totally clear about what's going on. This is a fight against good and evil. It's a fight against freedom and communism. The Democrats are communists. I'm sorry, they are.
They are.
It's true. Very true.
It is.
They are communists.
Yes,
let's call them what they are, progressives. No, let's call it what it is. You're communists. And the only thing they can come up with is taking away your guns. Listen, they want to, the hallmarks of communism. What do the communists do? The first thing they did was shut you up. They got to take away, oh, you're not tolerant. Oh, you know, we need to shut down free speech on college campuses. Oh, you can't, we need to control the internet. We need to stop your freedom of speech, number one. Number two, we take away your guns. There's 100 million people around the globe who were disarmed by a Marxist that'll tell you, hey, that's a bad idea because they're all dead. 100 million dead. Marxism. Number three, let's get God out of there. No God. No artificial intelligence. Billions of times a part of that. Oh, yeah, AI is going to be your God. Ha, 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 ha. You're too stupid to know how stupid you are. That's what they're doing. That's what all this stuff is.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. This is communism. You can tell me one thing that that any Democrat has said, we want to raise your taxes, we want to take away your freedom of speech. What did Hillary Clinton say to Chris Wallace, who I think is very funny that she would only talk to Chris Wallace at Fox News? That was the only interview that I know of, and I heard her say, there are limits to the First Amendment and there are limits to the Second. Oh, there are limits to my freedom of speech and the ability to protect myself, because she's a communist, just like all the other communists in the Democratic Party. They're communists. They're Marxist. They're for Antifa, communism. They're for Black Lives Matter, communism. They're for universal basic income, communism. They're for social justice, communism. Communism, 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 communism. Or Marxism, whatever you like. The NFL, communist, Marxists. Social justice. That's a lie.
Amen.
You know what, Greg? It just amazes me when I talk to people about, you know, these things that are going on, and just the light, general, you know, non-painful topics like universal basic income. They just can't see it. They don't see where it's coming from. They don't. Oh, well, that's not
communism.
A bad idea. And it's like, excuse me, it's not a.
Yeah.
It
shocks step into the shower here. It'll be lovely. You'll be cleaned up for the rest of your life. Step right in here. See guys. Step in. The shower here. Yeah, you are dirty. We will clean you up. Step into the shower.
It just shocks me.
Yeah, well, you know, nobody's going to bite down on us. They're not going to be able to. They can kick and scream and give me a gun to some stupid idiot. I'm going to break up my AR-15. Well, you're an idiot. That's a video of an idiot. Because, you know, are you going to break up your AR-15 because you're afraid you're going to go into a school and shoot it up? If you are, good. If you're not, you're a fool.
Yeah, exactly.
You're an entrained fool. I've had people on my site, too, and I dog people out over this. You can't do anything. Nobody ever goes to jail. Boom, you are entrained. You are accepting the fraud. You are accepting the crime. They have entrained you. They have conditioned you. You are going to take it. You're going to accept it.
Well, you know,
that's
Mike,
why I'm laying out the stuff. The stuff I lay out is you can source. This isn't some secret thing or what I think is. You know, listen, this is all stuff you can source.
Well, you know,
the
Greg,
thing with this testimony of Campbell, how can you have a guy in undercover for 6 years laying out government espionage, Russian government espionage, real stuff, where they end up with a real asset that we know they have?
But what really bothers me is that the American people are solely wrapped up in their own little worlds. They don't see this. And if you do try to show
I blame the people that were in mainstream media. They will not. They cannot. I have not heard a single representative of ABC, NBC, CBS. 60 minutes of fraud journalism with a Big J program. 60 minutes.
Sure.
60 minutes of fraud and entrainment. They cannot say. So this is a story for y'all. Hillary Clinton takes over the DNC, according to the former DNC head, Donna Brazile, takes it over for $20 million and pays for a $12.4 million dossier that they use for a phony FISA warrant to spy on an incoming president and frame him for crimes, he and his administration, for crimes they did not commit. That's not a story. 60 minutes? You're fraudsters. You're a fraud. You're a
very
liar.
True. Very true.
You're fraudsters. That's my story pitch for 60 minutes. All documented, all 100% true. Fraudsters. You're fraudulent. You're liars. That's what I'm telling you. And I blame this on the mainstream press, whose job it is to entrain you and misinform you and lead you down the wrong trail and ignore major stories and tell you about how Trump's a racist, which is totally bogus. Is he perfect? No, he's not perfect. And but I'm telling you, but are you considering what he had to go through his first year and how he was attacked by Democrats, Republicans? He was attacked by the mainstream press. He was attacked by the deep state and certain members of the intelligence community, and he made it. Whoa. Uh-oh. We were supposed to knock him out. Yeah, that didn't happen. Uh-oh. They're going to attack
plan
the financial
B.
system, I think. Go ahead.
No, I just said plan B.
Well, they're going to attack the financial system, I suspect.
Absolutely.
If you look at the backdrop of all the debt, the Republicans are just involved.
It's just going to collapse on its own. But if they want to attack
listen, you better have something that's outside of somebody's purview. People are talking about, they're going to confiscate gold. No, they're not. That's ridiculous. That's not going to happen. And that would end like a that what they would confiscate probably is the mining production in Alaska. They'd confiscate the which they probably already have the stuff that's on deposit at the Federal Reserve. They would confiscate GLD, although there's nothing in there. SLV, there's nothing in there either. COMEX, there's really not much in there either. That's a fraud. And LBMA is UK. So they're not going to. So you having it's just the safest, simplest play you can have. And Nassim Taleb, the guy that came up with the Black Swan, and one of his major points in his book was simple is strong. Simple institutions, uncomplicated things are strong. Okay. Complicated things are inherently fragile. Derivatives, massive amounts of debt, intervention in every dang market. That's very complicated and very fragile. When somebody zigs when they should have zagged, and the computer starts sell, and they sell in nanoseconds. By the time you wake up, you could be down 4,000 points in 4 seconds. I don't know. So simple stuff is strong. Okay, a car title. New tires on your car, some gold, some silver. And just so people know, I don't get paid anything. I don't sell it. I mean, you're an advertiser on my site, and the only reason why you're on is because you're honest. And I remember the first thing I told you, listen, I'm going to tell you something. People start calling me and tell me they didn't get their stuff, and you ripped them off, you're done. I'm going to send you your money back, and you're finished. Okay? Remember I told you that?
Well, that just doesn't happen here.
Yeah, that doesn't happen. That's right.
Those words
that never
happen.
I don't ever get a call. I'm like, good. And I'm telling you, I know we've been in a long drought, but I'm telling you, the best trade you can make is one you can buy and sit on, because you don't know when the zig is going to zag and the zag is going to zig, and then all of a sudden, bing. For people that don't have a lot of money, hey, listen, get food and get yourself a gold coin every week or a silver coin every week. Just dollar cost average yourself some cheap stuff. It's very cheap and very good insurance. And if I'm wrong, you're not going to lose a lot. So I'm going to tell you to buy Bitcoin at $19,000 a unit, where there's no coin in Bitcoin. You need to protect yourself.
Wow.
This is not a pretty backdrop for the financial system.
Great job.
No, fantastic information, Greg. Thank you for joining us today. Butch, thank you. Listeners,
you're welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks,
we'll be
Greg.
Returning tomorrow with Dave Allen. So join us, please. Make sure you visit usawatchdog.com. Until then, be safe, good night, and God bless. If I got me a well-being